I want a single family residence. I prefer 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I like a brick ranch. In a perfect world, I'd like for it to be built after 1978, because that way there's no lead-based paint issues or environmental concerns in that property there.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. I'm Mike Butler here, and today's topic in this episode, we're going to talk about the 5 steps that you must do before you make your offer when you're buying a piece of real estate. So time is your biggest resource, especially if you're getting started, and that's your most precious resource. So we don't want to waste it. So we don't want to drive around and just take 2 or 3 hours just to go look at properties that you have no intention of buying or making an offer on. So here's the 5 steps. It's going to help you streamline, be more efficient in investing in real estate. So, number one, you got to know your market. Now, for me, as an example, in Louisville, Kentucky, do I know the market in every neighborhood in my town? Absolutely not. But I can tell you this, that the areas, zip codes, neighborhoods that I like to do my buy and hold, buy my rental properties in, I know those markets, and I stay up to date with those things on a weekly basis. And the simplest way to do that, one of them in my town, I've been doing this almost 30 years now, in our Sunday paper, they put real estate transfers in the real estate section, which is now one page, and they sort them by zip code. And so I look through the zip codes that I invest in, and I'll look for addresses that I know. Maybe it's a property I made an offer on and I see that it's sold or what have you. But that's the easiest way. The other way you can do that, and I don't know how to set this up, but if you get your grandkids or your kids, they can probably help you create a filter on your Google stuff and go into some website where maybe you can see the real estate transfers and you can get a hot sheet. Maybe go to realtor.com, for example. And you can create your own filter and a search in there to produce these properties that have sold or this and that. You can see what the market is. So number one is you got to know your market. And think about this. Should an opportunity pop up, a motivated seller pop up in an area that you want to invest in, and you've got to run back home or sit in your car or truck and get on the computer and try to run your comps to try to figure out what the value of that property is, well, guess what? If that's a killer deal, by the time you figure out all that, guess what? It's probably gone. Okay. So you need to know your market, because that's going to put an ace. That's going to give you a trump card, so to speak, if you know your market in advance. Now, like I said, in my town, I do not know the market values in every neighborhood. And I don't want to, because there's some neighbors I have no desire to buy in those neighborhoods. So number two, you need to know the target type of property that you want to buy. So imagine, remember the 20 nice rental houses that you want to get paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years and never go to a bank doing it. Well, what type of properties in the areas that you want to invest in, what kind of properties do you want? I can tell you what I want. I want a single family residence. I prefer 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I like a brick ranch. In a perfect world, I'd like for it to be built after 1978, because that way there's no lead-based paint issues or environmental concerns in that property there, and they're easier to maintain. So that's my target type of property. Doesn't matter if it's vinyl siding or aluminum siding or brick or wood siding. Well, I prefer brick, but I do have a number of homes that are not brick, but they're still one-story ranches is what I like. So know your target type of property that you want to have as part of your 20 nice rentals paid for. Number three, now we're going to get into know your numbers. And you can't forecast this. This is going to be on a deal-by-deal, case-by-case basis. So you know your market, you know the property type, boom. A motivated seller gets on your free Investor Carrot website. You get the free website with your gold, diamond, and platinum membership. and they fill out your buy my house form. It gets emailed to you and you go, huh, okay, now you got to run your numbers. So you're going to run your numbers, and there's several ways to do this. If you're going to make it a buy and hold property and it fits your criteria for one of those 20 nice rentals to get paid for, well, then you're going to run your numbers, use a little simple formula I have on running your numbers for a rental property. And that will immediately tell you if it's going to work or not for a rental property, if you own it as a rental. Then there's another little formula we use. If you want to wholesale it for a big chunk of cash and get it pretty fast by wholesaling it to another investor. Then there's another formula if you want to buy, fix up, and sell, doing the flipping and the flopping and all that. And then the other one that I add in there, I always added this, I've been doing this for like 20 years now. Can this be an IRA deal? Because if you can put this into your self-directed Roth IRA as a good buy and hold, that's tax-free profit and income for life. So I call that step number three is know your numbers. You got to run your numbers on those. And that's going to help you determine what you can do with it. Now, number four is, after you do those three things there, you've got to know your exit strategy. And your exit strategy is, what are you going to do with it? If you make an offer on this property, what are you going to do with it? Well, you can always wholesale it. The next one is, can you do buy and hold? Sometimes it might be a good one to wholesale, but you don't want to hold it as a rental. So that exit strategy would be, okay. What about buy, fix, up, and sell? I've done a lot of properties over the years where it was buy, fix, up, and sell was good, or wholesale was good, but it would not make a good rental. And that could even be in the location. So you got to know your exit strategy before you make your offer. And the other thing in here, as far as going back with your numbers, you must be able to cipher, okay, that's like calculate, your repair cost or what it takes to make it rent ready. What's it going to take to make it retail ready? You've got to know those numbers because you're going to have to back those out of, okay, your maximum allowable offer. And we'll get into details on that later. So knowing those five things there, and only after that will you then be able to confidently, without fear, be able to make your simple one-page offer to buy the property. That's it, guys. Hang on there. We're going to do the next one coming up soon. See you later. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.